They followed her beneath the canopy, feet crackling on leaves. With this much foliage, you could easily forget you were in the middle of an enormous city. The sounds of shouting men and iron-shod hooves on cobbles were distant, and you couldn't see or smell the smoke in here. The terrace worked hard to keep their section of the city tranquil, quiet, peaceful. Waxillium should have loved it here. The group of five youths soon approached the Synod's lodge, where the ranking terrace elders had their offices. Telson waved for the group of them to wait while she hurried up to a particular window to listen. Waxillium found himself looking about, anxious. Evening was approaching, the forest growing dim, but anyone could walk along and find them. "Don't worry so much," he told himself. He needed to join in their antics like his sister did. Then they'd see him as one of them, right? Sweat trickled down the sides of his face. Nearby, Quashim leaned against a tree, completely unconcerned, a smirk growing on her lips as she noticed how nervous he was. Forge stood in the shadows, not crouching, but rusts. He could have been one of the trees for all the emotion he showed. Waxillium glanced at Idashwi with her large eyes, and she blushed, looking away. Telson snuck back to them. "She's in there." "That's our grandmother's office," Waxillium said.